Silas. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you, Thomas?
I'm doing straight. So what was the message from your coach, from Coach Manning, heading into the Big Ten tournament? I know you guys said five wrestlers to the finals, so you guys had a great tournament.
Yeah, you know, that Saturday night was Manning's best round of coaching he's ever had as a head coach, which was, man, it was special to be a part of it. And really, the message has been pretty consistent all year, and it's just that, you know, we've put in the work, we've done the things that we needed to do, and now it's just time to perform, like, you know, wrestling and competing, like, that's the fun part. Competition is the fun part. Like, the practice, it's the grind, it's grueling, but when we get to go and compete, that's what we look forward to. So it's, you know, the message is to go out, to enjoy it, to wrestle our match, to have fun, and then just wrestle confidently and allow the, you know, the chips to fall where they may.
That message was definitely well received, as five of you guys made it to the finals, man. Again, congratulations on winning, and I wanted to know what was working for you offensively as you went deeper into the tournament. You've always been good at wrestling. You never had a season till this season where you've even lost more than one match. So you've always had success on the mat. What do you felt like was working more as you started seeing the better competition in the Big Ten? Even going against the number one ranked and returning national champ Max Dean, you know, it was a close match throughout, but you were able to secure three takedowns, including the late one to clinch and secure the title. Describe your reaction as soon as that final whistle blew, once you realized that you not only secured the Big Ten championship, but you knocked off the national champ while doing so. Speaking more of that support system of yours, immediately after the match, you spoke of your support system. People were already messaging you, mailing you, calling you a Big Ten champion. How vital is it to have everyone around you believing in you, in your opinion?
Man, self-belief and belief in oneself is the most important thing you can have. And, you know, there's a quote that I really like, and it's, you know, when you put a limit on what you can do, you put a limit on what you will do. And, you know, in my head, I knew I always could be a Big Ten champion, and you know, I believe I can be a national champion. I believe I can be great, you know. And because I believe those things, I'm willing to put in a lot of work to attain those. But there's times when I falter. There's times when, you know, I let, you know, maybe fear, maybe anxiety, maybe stress, those things creep in, and I doubt and I question. You know, am I good enough? You know, can I be a Big Ten champion? Can I be the best? And when those, you know, those doubts creep in a little bit, having a support system who keeps you grounded, who's there for you, who will call out the greatness in you, you know, when you don't see it in yourself, that's so important. And, you know, that's what I have in my family and my coaches, you know, is people who call out the greatness in me when I maybe don't see it in myself, and they remind me of what I can do. And because they're always reminding me of what I can do, it makes me push myself harder.
So more fans, wrestling fans, know about Big Silas. Take me back to Little Silas. All right, when you were younger, what really got you into the sport of wrestling? I know you grew up in Middletown. What team did you begin wrestling with that you found out that this was a serious sport? And when did you begin taking it serious and wrestling year round?
Yeah, so I was in kindergarten, and I was out to eat with my mom. We were at this little restaurant, and it was actually Shenandoah, my high school I went to. The elementary school there, the coach's wife, she approached my mom and said, "You have a couple, good looking boys talking with my brother," and was like, "Ever thought about getting them into wrestling?" And I immediately thought, WWE, I'm gonna be like John Cena, this is gonna be awesome. Yes, I want to wrestle. So I went to wrestling, and obviously I was in for a very rude awakening. It was not at all what I expected, and I got beat up on a little bit. My first competition, I went out and lost every single match, and it was brutal, and I did not like it. It made me so upset. But for some reason, instead of wanting to quit, I wanted to get better because I didn't like losing. So instead of just quitting and walking away from it, I was like, I'm going to get better at this so I don't lose as much. And I wrestled, and I was on and off a little bit up through elementary school. But then in about sixth or seventh grade, I was like, man, I'm pretty good at this. And then seventh grade, going into my eighth grade year, is when I went out to a national tournament and did really well, placed second at nationals, and decided that, you know what, I'm going to take this really seriously. I'm going to buy in 100%, and I'm going to see how good I can really be. And I did, and I had a long talk with my dad about it, and we just decided that this is the path I was going to take, and it's led me here.
So by the time you got to Shenandoah High School, you were already dominating in the wrestling field. You went 42-1 as a freshman, 28-1 as a sophomore, and then had an undefeated upperclassman years, 35-0 as a junior, 39-0 as a senior. When you got to the state tournament, there was a big story about you and what you were going through personally with your father. I saw the Big Ten feature on it, and honestly, it made me emotional just figuring out that what you were going through at that moment. And you can be a great wrestler. You went undefeated as a junior, bro. Like, everybody, you can be at the top of the podium and still go through adversity. Nobody knows what goes behind closed doors. So when you actually went through that state campaign your senior year, how much did it mean for you to have your father Matt's side during your state finals match?
Wrestling, me and my dad would butt heads a lot about it because he was always so involved in me and my athletics and my walk. And, I would always be, I was young. I was like, Dad, this is my journey. This is what I'm doing. I'm wrestling these matches, not you. Like, and we'd argue, we'd butt heads, whatever. But, as I got older and I matured and I grew, I began to appreciate how much he cared and how much he did for me. All the sacrifices that he would make, the long nights driving me to and from practices in Indy to get extra workouts in, the competitions where we drive, 14 hours, and he'd pay, $1,000 in gas, hotel fees, tournament entry fees, and food, like just all the sacrifices that he would make for me in order for me to be able to accomplish my dreams. Reaching out to college coaches when I was in middle school before I
Wow.
even made a ton of noise yet. Like he invested so much into me. So being able to share that moment my senior year with him was it was so special because I know, like, especially looking back on it now, I know how much it meant to him. When I was younger and in the moment, I wasn't as mature enough to see it for what it really was. But, obviously being able to reflect now and look back and even experience things now without him, I realized how much I did appreciate, celebrating those victories and those with my dad because they were never my victories. They were always our victories. So it meant so much, and I think it's why I'm so appreciative now of the people around me is because, in a sense, I used to take for granted how much my dad cared and how much he supported me. So now the fact that, he's gone and he's not with us anymore, I'm overly grateful and overly thankful for the people who are around me now because I never want to take them for granted.
That's definitely great advice, bro, and I definitely appreciate you. I lost my father as well. and I definitely understand what it's like to go through that while you're still in school, bro. Like, it's honestly, like, you know, such a, you know, traumatizing thing to go through, especially while you're out there competing. You know, everybody knows how tough and difficult of, you know, the sport of wrestling is. I'm a videographer for Wrestler's Grind, and I've been following wrestling collegiately well more often now. But I mean, just to understand what everybody has to go through, this is an individual sport. So while you were at Shenandoah, you made the decision to choose Nebraska. Now, I know why Chad Red decided to, you know, make his decision to choose Nebraska, but out of all the schools in the Midwest and the big schools in the Big Ten, you guys are obviously, you know, having real success in the Big Ten now. Well, take me through your decision to actually choose the Cornhuskers.
Man, you know, faith is a big part of my life. My dad, we established it early on, and it's something that, you know, it's a profound part of my life. It's the reason that I am who I am. And when I came onto Nebraska, I had taken a couple other college visits. When I got to Nebraska, I felt like this, it's weird piece about it. Like, when I was here, it felt like I belonged here. I felt like where I was supposed to be. And visiting with the staff and just going through the whole experience, it just continued to validate that feeling I had inside, that it just felt right. You know, and it's cliche, you know, you go somewhere and sometimes you just know. But, I mean, like I said, after visiting with the staff, talking with Coach Manning, you know, obviously, he's an incredible man. And if you watch that Big Ten feature, you know, you see in it that my dad had a lot of trust and faith in him. Even when my dad was big, telling him, like, hey, you know, I'm going to be on, I need you to step up and be there for Silas. And he has, and he's, you know, an incredible man, incredible role model. It's just everything. It was, for some reason, I felt like I was supposed to be in Nebraska. And now, having gone through what I went through these past couple years being out here, I know that there's nowhere else I was supposed to be. Like, this is where I was meant to be. And, you know, I believe in that. I don't really believe that there's any coincidences. I don't think things happen just to happen, you know. And, you know, just, I guess, kind of to bring the story full circle, I mentioned how my dad, when I was in middle school, was messaging college coaches and whatnot. And of all the college coaches that he messaged when I was in eighth grade, only two of them responded. And Mark Manning was one of the ones that responded from Nebraska. So I think that just further validates that, like, this is where I was meant to be. This is the college I was meant to be at. And I have a special purpose here. And, you know, I just believe in that. I believe in that purpose. And I think that, you know, right now is the beginning of something special happening out here in Lincoln, Nebraska over these next 4 years.
So you, again, I alluded to you having a dominant prep high school career, and then you went on to win Flow Nationals. You know, a lot of people have different transitions into college. You being an upper weight class, I mean, you're going against, you know, guys 3-4 years older than you that have 3-4 years of, you know, adult strength gaining on them. It's not like you're at a lightweight class. So, and some people even have, you know, trouble maintaining their weight when they're as heavy, going to 197. So was there a difficult transition into college wrestling for you?
Absolutely. My first 2 years out here, it was very humbling, especially my first year wrestling. You know, obviously there was a lot of stuff going on back home, and in a lot of ways I wasn't very focused on my development as a wrestler, and I didn't really think I got much better over the course of that year, and I took a lot of lumps. I mean, I didn't really wrestle much competition, but in the room I was getting beat up on every single day, day in, day out, always like, man, am I good enough? Like, do I belong here at Nebraska? Like, was this the right choice? And it was a constant battle. You know, I did not have immediate success, and it was a grind. And, you know, I had to dig deep and decide, like, this is, like, you know, I had to find it in myself to believe that this is where I was meant to be and this is what was meant for me. And it was tough, you know, because, like we said earlier, I had a lot going on at that time, with my dad being sick and stuff, and me not being able to be home with him, and, you know, him constantly, you know, regressing and getting worse. So yeah, it was tough.
Is there an aspect of your game, of your wrestling, it could be defense, shooting, just learning different moves while you were at Nebraska, that has developed the most during this year, during your Nationals campaign for this year?
Yeah, so I'd say it's my hand fighting and my shot setup and shot selection. When I was in high school, I was always kind of a gunslinger is what they'd say, and I would just shoot, tons of shots, and a lot of them were not very high quality shots. But I was strong enough and quick enough and bigger than most guys I wrestled to where I could do that, and I would finish most of the shots and I'd be very successful and I'd win against guys just because I was a little bit better than what they were at that time. But then when I get to college, I got very much humbled. When I take those bad shots and dive in and just keep sending it, I kept getting scored on because, college guys, their hips are a lot heavier and they're a lot better than the high school guys.
Right, for sure.
So I got humbled.
You're not teching guys in college. It's all decisions and stuff in college.
Right, absolutely, yeah. So Trevel Dlagnev, he's an Olympic bronze medalist. We brought him on staff. It would be 2 years. Oh, I guess this is his second year here, so it would be 2 years of Adam on staff. And he has helped me develop so much from a hand fighting standpoint and a shot selection standpoint and just the way I mentally approach wrestling. Yeah, he's been a very, very integral part of me and my development. And yeah, over this past, I guess, call it 16 months now, this season and the year out from season, it's just been a constant grind. From a hand fighting standpoint, shot selection standpoint, and figuring out that part of my wrestling. And then, other than that, I wrestle a very high pace. I push the pace. I look to score a lot. I try to make guys uncomfortable and create kind of a high anxiety situation. And I feel like in those moments, I wrestle my best wrestling is when things get difficult, things get hard. I scored a lot of my big takedowns this weekend came at the end of periods when things were, were tough and things were scrambling and situations got difficult. That's what I was scoring. And I just feel like that's the kind of wrestler I am is someone who can navigate those muddy waters and, those difficult spots. And, yeah, I mean, that's really it, is just pushing the pace, being the offensive wrestler, and just picking the better shots and setting guys up with good hand fighting and good movement.
I definitely agree that pushing the pace early on is definitely an advantage for some wrestlers because you never want to have to take the shot late, right? Again, and even if you do, take a bad shot early, you can still make up for it later in the match. I don't think that, but I definitely agree with you saying that pushing the pace, early on is definitely beneficial for you. So it will lead me to my final question. I definitely wanted to know, all the support system around you believes that you can win this. But what would it personally mean for you and the program at Nebraska to not only compete for a national title as a team, but to win one individually for yourself?
Man, it would be incredible. It'd be very special. Not many freshmen get an opportunity to compete for a national title. Let alone walk into it with a legitimate chance of winning. So it'd be very awesome. It'd be so special. And again, it'd be really, very similar to how I approach winning Big Tens. I'd be overwhelmed with gratitude. Overwhelmed with thankfulness because I wouldn't be there because of myself and my own work. Yeah, wrestling's an individual sport, but man, there's so many people around me who help me and who make me a better man, a better wrestler. Again, my wife, I said it in my interview after Big Ten, was already writing me notes, talking about how she can't wait to watch me compete in the Big Ten finals and be a Big Ten champion, just already believing in me. My coach is already calling out the greatness in me, telling me, if you wrestle your match, nobody can beat you. You deserve this, you belong here, this is your moment. It would be all of our victory. And I think that it could really be special for the program, showing that Nebraska wrestling, they know how to develop guys. They know how to turn, people into national champions. It's been a while since we've had one. It's been I think 12 years now. 12 years since Nebraska had a national champion. So ending that drought, getting somebody on top of that podium, and bringing some praise back to Nebraska wrestling would be super special.
Well, you're definitely playing a crucial part in turning that Nebraska program from the middle of the pack to the Big Ten to the elite of the Big Ten. You guys in coming into Sunday for the Big Ten, you guys absolutely still had a shot to win it all. And then having five guys in the finals, I mean, that just speaks to how well the program is doing in itself. So, honestly, like, I thank you for this conversation, Silas. Honestly, like, me reporting this for the Herald Bulletin is one thing, but you are actually living it. I love the sport of wrestling. Like I said, I've done videography and photography for Wrestler's Grind. I hope to see you at the NCAAs, and I definitely want to, like, wish you luck. And every single time adversity has struck, you have stepped right up, toe to the line, and went straight forward. And I definitely think that you have the opportunity to win something that can mean everything to you and your program and your family and all the support system that you have. So thanks again, man.
Thank you.